You don't have to scroll them, actually.
Okay.
There you go. You don't have to press anything. Do you know how to give a slideshow if you want to? Then we can go through these with the arrows. Oops.
Okay.
And you can press escape to get back to the So, for all intents and purposes during the meeting, I'm not in here. If you have a major technical problem, I can help you with it, but otherwise, I think you should be fine. So, everything looks okay back here, so I'll let you take it away.
Okay. Right. As you all know, we're here to create a brand new fantastic remote. I'm Nick DeBusk. I'm the project manager. We'll just get started with everyone kind of letting each other know who they are and what you're doing, and what your role is. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Corinne Whiting, and I will be the marketing expert. And in each of the three phases, I will have a different role. In the function design phase, I will be talking about user requirements specification, and this means what needs and desires are to be fulfilled, and I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching, and I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation. And so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm the user interface designer. Likewise, I have three different roles for each stage of the design. The functional design is looking at the technical functions of remote control. In the concept design, the user interface, how the user reacts with the product. And in the detailed design, sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions, how we're going to make it special. That's about it.
I'm Manuel, and I'm the industrial designer in this project. In the functional design phase, I'll be dealing mostly with the requirements. We'll discuss what functions the product has to fulfill, and so on and so on. I suppose we'll work pretty much together on that one. In the conceptual design, I'll be mostly dealing with properties and materials of our product. And in the detailed design, I'll be concerned with the look and feel of the product itself. So pretty much working together on the design.
Okay. So we've got our opening, our agenda is the opening acquaintance, which we've kind of done. Tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes we have here. So we are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy, and we want it to be easy to use. We've got functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design, which basically is the three of you. Functional design, do we have any ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing on it.
Yeah, well, function of remote control is just a change channels is its main function.
So we want it to be a TV remote, or I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose try and make it a universal remote.
Okay.
It could work on all sort of electrical products in one person's house. But, you know, they all sort of have the same goal, changing channels, volumes, and then programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they all work on the same principle as well, sort of like, I doubt there's no time, but is it just infrared? Is that similar?
I think,
yeah,
universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so I think we're all in the same boat here.
One thing I thought of with remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
So there's a way of finding it quite easily.
So
quite,
we should
feature.
Set our remote control up to where it has a
like a tracking device.
Like a tracking device.
Oh, you get those.
Or like a
you whistle or make a noise.
It makes a noise. Yeah. There's a button on the TV that you press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
good.
So
generally, all remotes are sort of quite similar in their appearance.
Yeah.
Just long.
Do we want, so they're kind of like long and rectangular.
Yeah.
We want something crazy, you know,
yeah.
We want something new that's going to stand out.
I think so.
Modern. So our remote should be
spherical or something.
Maybe like user friendly, like a little.
Yeah.
You know, where you can use both hands, like a little keyboard type
people,
thing.
I thought maybe. Because people always tend to throw remote control about the place to one another. If it was in a ball, and
yeah.
The actual controls are inside or something.
Well, there are, of course, certain restrictions. You can't have it be any form and fulfill all functions at the
yeah.
same time. So there are obviously some restrictions we have to apply here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be? It refers to the material, pretty much. What are we going to build the thing out of? How sturdy is it going to be? Do we want it to last longer or rather have people, whatever,
okay,
have
so
to buy one?
Yeah, so
yeah,
we want
here.
It to be sturdy. We want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room. Or as you said, people kind of throw it, so
yeah.
Ball-shaped. You know, if it were ball-shaped, maybe.
Could be cased on the outside. And everything could be inside.
Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be easy to find. What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. And it's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And, you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros, what they want to make on it. So.
Also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that would globally appeal.
Okay.
That's more on the research end, but the marketing.
some marketing, how maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. Maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences.
Okay.
Because maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
You guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. We want to be a ball. We'll drop the ball and maybe where the buttons are located.
My original idea is just simply sort of sphere. But maybe this is where it's connected together. And then when you open it out, it could flip phone. And then when you fold it out the middle, maybe hinge off the strongest part of it. That would be using hinge on just two parts. And then you have just like buttons. Things inside, I think. Sometimes you notice too many buttons, so maybe as simple as possible, and as few buttons inside as possible. And then it was an idea for just something where you could have, maybe have like some kind of like light or something, or lights around it. So maybe that's something like Star Wars, but I don't know. To be fair. But like, yeah.
Features.
No, that was just a simple idea. Like,
uh-huh.
And then you could feel it around. That must be like a wall. So that's just an idea. I don't know anybody else's other ideas.
Right, one problem you'd get with this design is the ball is a nice idea because of its stability.
Yeah.
But of course, since it's a ball, it'll roll. So
yeah.
You'd have to have flat on the side at least, down here somewhere, take away that part. That's one big issue.
Yeah,
also, you risk the hinges here.
Yeah,
that's a.
Yeah, you didn't have necessarily be. Hinge. That's what I'm being at.
That's interesting, of course, but that's of course a weak point.
Yeah.
How would we go about making, getting rid of our weak points? What? I mean, would we just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball? Not to put you on the spot, but what did you say your title was again?
I'm the industrial designer.
The industrial designer.
So, the point is that the shape is perhaps not the most ideal.
Okay.
As stable as it is, there must be a compromise between stability and design here.
I mean, I was trying to think of like the design of others. I can't think of anything other than the long rectangle. For remote, maybe smaller, sort of faster ones, but there's nothing being done sort of out of.
It's not new, it's not innovative, it's, everybody does long remote because it's easy. It's stable. Go ahead.
My idea was just to have it be kind of like a keyboard type shape, like video games. So, but maybe, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge then, so it could like flip out that way.
I think definitely doing something different
is
a good idea. in, maybe design something that's sort of like, well, I suppose not everybody's hands the same, but something that would maybe fit in the hand easier.
Something with a grip.
Yeah,
yeah.
With a grip.
Yeah. Because even, I suppose even with the ball,
it still might be hard to.
It's still it might not be the easiest to hold on to.
Yeah.
So perhaps the joystick, the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda.
Yeah.
So maybe.
True.
Maybe.
It's, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a one-handed.
Mm-hmm.
A one-handed job.
I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here.
You're the boss. You're the
well, with a one-handed design, you also have a problem with the size. Like, as you know from cell phones, they can be too small. So
yeah.
If the remote is too small, if it's small, it probably looks better, but it may not be as functional.
Okay, so fortunately we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side.
Yeah.
So it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is. No, that wouldn't work either. But if we're going to make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if it were flat on the bottom and then had the sort of grips on the side here, I guess. And then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away. It'll stay where we want.
The question is also, I don't know, do you really always want to open that thing when you have to use it?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's probably going to lie around open all the time anyway. So I don't know if a lid is a good idea from a stability point of view. It certainly is. But also, you have to face it and take into account more of these things. Break by accident. The more we stop. So, don't make it.
So, don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
But then, maybe go back to the swing along those things.
Okay. So then we forget the ball.
It looks cool.
It looks cool,
yeah.
But it's really not, it's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard kind. What if we flipped it around here so that it were, sorry, that doesn't look anything like what you had there. So it's up and down, you hold it this way.
Yeah.
So then it's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points. But it's one-handed.
The question is what makes those game pads functional. I think that's pretty much the form for for hand, so it's a round shape underneath that makes it comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makes it nice, so that's the essential part, except for that, I think. It will not probably not get away from some longer design. Because
yeah.
You also have to know which way around to point this thing.
Yeah.
You know that the
because
batteries
doesn't have a cord,
right,
like joysticks do.
Batteries go weak as well, so after a while you have to point it towards the equipment if you want to control it, right? To show which is the front, which is the back.
Is it possible to have it to where it would work with a sensor on either side? So that either way you're pointing it, it will work.
Of course, the more technology you stick in that, the more it will cost. So, of course, you can do that.
Okay.
I mean, of course, it will be evident after a while. If you look at it, it will be evident which way around to point it, since you have the numbers and the buttons and stuff. But it's about an instinctual thing. Like you just grab it, you don't have to just look at it, you know which way around to point it. Otherwise, the design of the point, putting two sensors on both sides would probably work.
Even if you design it in a way that isn't the right angle, but still pointed in a direction that had different points of that should thing.
Yeah.
So that has to, and there's, you know which way you're pointing it.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have a warning.
Are we out of time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just to finish up, should we go with this plan? Start making some
Let's decide on it. So now we need to do it for next meeting.
Let's finish now. So, and then marketing will look and see what people want.
All right.
Okay. Project manager will design a better meeting for next time around. Be a little bit more prepared. And all right. Good meeting.